Are you familiar with the Mayor Bob at all?
I know the name.
Basically claimed to be an avatar in the form of Abraham, Jesus, Muhammad. His teachings were, there are no more rules. I'm not here to give you rules. You haven't been paying attention to them along. What are more rules going to happen? What are they going to do? It seems almost to be what you're saying is that we've closed the books with the Quran. No more rules. It may come back, but we're not going to keep going on in that tradition.
And Jesus said the same thing. You know, you keep asking a sign. There is no sign going to be given to this generation. I think that's what he was talking about in the, you know, the quote where he talked about, you have piped unto us and complained that we have not danced. And I think God and the angels find that insufferable, that people think, you know, what we have to do is find the right music, and it'll make God do the stuff that he wants, that we want him to do. You know, I'm not getting all the stuff that I want, but if we just sing really pretty choir songs and have lots of, you know, really pretty candles and stuff, and go and sound really, really devout, and you know, God will give us all the stuff that we want. I don't think God's into stuff. Moshe wasn't into stuff. Muhammad wasn't into stuff. Jesus wasn't into stuff. You know, said to the young ruler who had observed all of the commandments from his youth up, one thing you lack, sell all that you have and give the money to the poor, and then come and follow me. And the guy's just immobilized. Sell all my stuff. I can't sell all my stuff. And it's like, picture that. What did he go home to and go, yeah, that was the right choice. You know, I got my divan, I've got my ivory thingy here, and I got my marble walkway, and I got, you know, my skylight, and all this stuff that everybody envies, and all these gold leaf plates. All that stuff was going to get chopped up and hauled off to Rome in 30 years. And that guy traded his chance to follow Jesus for crap. But what did he have? And none of it's here. You know, all of it's dust. Whatever he had, you know, it's all been transformed into other forms long ago, got hauled away. I tried doing that, you know, when I left my apartment, and I just decided I'm going to take a few things out of my apartment and sell everything else and give the money to the poor. You find out how much your crap is worth, used, when you decide to sell it all and give it to the poor. It's like, I paid more than that for one of the carpets. You know, I have Persian carpets here that I paid like $2,000 for. And the guy, it's like, you know, I'll give you $1,275 for the work. And it's like, that's everything that I own? The you know, it's 20 years old. I bought all the stuff back, you know, in the 70s, back in my, you know, I'm going to be Bruce Wayne with my penthouse apartment sort of thing. So, but it's like, you know, a guy coming in from an estate sale looks at it and goes, eh, I'll give you like, how's $1,275 sound? It's like, can you go a little higher? Not really. I don't even want to take the sofas. Nobody would buy sofas. Used sofas don't sell. We don't know why. I got like three sofas and it's like they're worthless. Completely worthless. And you think, what would have happened to the young ruler? You know, go back to his house and go, geez, I got, you know, how many thousands of pieces of silver and gold locked up in this? And, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to sell it. And the guy probably going, go, I'll give you three pieces of silk for it. It's used crap. All of the stuff that you own is used crap, and it's at market value, it's worthless. There's almost nobody to sell it to. Sobering thought, I thought. And this is Bob Corby, the organizer of Space. Can we have a nice round of applause? Done here?